The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
Good show.
Where we talk about religion.
Be what God wants you to be, and you will be what America needs.
You don't have to be a Christian to see the evidence of design, but I happen to be a Christian. The identity of the designer is clearly the God of the Bible.
Don't make me start preaching up here.
Politics.
Even if Israel has to stand alone, Israel will stand.
And everything in between.
Christians need to become, once again, the force with which to be reckoned in this country. We are not going gently into the good night where we are silenced and marginalized in the public square.
You like the Paul Revere of Christianity, you know that?
Good work, and God is with you.
Engage.
Go and throttle up.
Time for Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. Once again, first of 2 hours of news talk from both Christian and conservative perspectives. Don't worry, you don't have to be either to participate in the forum. Just bring your passionate opinions to the discussion, as we like to say on the program. Day in and day out, Monday through Thursday, we go to the rundown for the content. The rundown is king. It's that couple of sheets of paper. And there are other sheets of paper, but the rundown is king. We get a lot of the content from it, and Monday through Thursday, we allow you to respond to that directly or indirectly. That is to say, any topic we're talking about, you can embellish or talk in other terms with regard to that may be directly or indirectly related to the subject at hand. Hope that's clear. 866-423-9578. Additionally, we get to Friday, we change up the groove just a bit. We allow you to talk about whatever you want and kick my rundown to the curb. That's Friday, though, and not today. 866-423-9578. Show's official observer is Brian Bolesky. Brian Bolesky, the Michigan Association of Broadcasters, award-winning tech producer who will not only man the controls, fly the ship, keep us aloft, he'll also be screening your calls this afternoon and early evening. 866-423-9578, 866-423-9578. WLQV, I also want to take this opportunity to remind you all that the Detroit Mercy College Night at the Detroit Pistons Contest, something you'll want to be listening for on Friday of this week, University of Detroit College Night at the Pistons, is Monday, February 6th. this Friday on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show, I will give you a couple of opportunities to win free tickets to watch the Pistons take on the Celtics at the College Night Series at Little Caesars Arena. For your chance to win the tickets to the Detroit Mercy College Night at the Detroit Pistons, listen to Run to Win this Friday, 4 to 6, for the cue to call. The cue to call. Visit Pistons.com/mercy for more game information or to buy tickets should you prefer to do so. In the meantime, 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number and join the conversation on the program today. Lots, of course, to talk about. Big issue, the life issue, front and center on the program today. We also have a conversation coming up with Matt Staver, chairman and founder of Liberty Council. There's a very special gathering taking place in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. Matt's going to talk more about that and its relationship to you, who are people of faith. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on the program today. I also want to thank those of you responding to our call for support of our Day of Hope partner, Food for the Poor. Food for the Poor is ministering to the poorest of the poor children and families here in 17 countries in the Western Hemisphere, in the Caribbean and Latin America. If you can help us out, there is still time to do so. But your response has been praiseworthy, and we thank you to each and every one of you who are helping to get under this load and help to lift. It is a tremendously huge problem, this business of starving children in our hemisphere. And I know that we all have things that we have to concern ourselves with, but God told us the poor we would have with us always, and He does intend for us to do something about it. In the meantime, I'd like you to consider dialing this number and making the very best gift you can. 855-849-4673. Again, 855-849-4673. That translates to 855-849-HOPE. And if you prefer to do so, you can head to faithtalkdetroit.com. We have banners on the page for Food for the Poor. They're bright red banners. You can't miss them. And we have had quite a response to those of you who prefer to do it that way. Thank you for those who are taking the time to get over to faithtalkdetroit.com. Click on those banners and make the very best gift you can. $36 will feed a single child for 1 year. That's 12 solid months. You can feed a child for a year for $36. Take a look at your budget. Ask the Lord what He would have you to do, and then make the decision. And keep this in mind. Whatever you give is going to be doubled, dollar for dollar, thanks to a generous benefactor who has come alongside Food for the Poor and wants to help in a very big and very real way. So your $36 will feed not just one, but two children. That's right. Let's say you decide to give to feed two children for 12 months. That's going to feed either four children or a family of four for 12 solid months. Your $72 contribution will become a $144 gift. Four children or a family of four will be fed. And we are just thanking those of you who are taking this appeal very seriously and actually helping us get the job done. If you haven't taken the time or opportunity to do it, once again, 855-849-4673 or 855-849-HOPE and online at faithtalkdetroit.com. We thank you in advance for your support of this appeal. You are helping so many hungry children, ladies and gentlemen. I just want you to know that, and I want to thank you for it. In the meantime, we have a number we ask you to dial day in and day out. Talk with me about the news, the topics, the stories you really care about. 866-423-9578. 888-346-9178. Dial that number and let's talk about the news, the topics, and the stories on my rundown. The government, in the person of the Biden administration, is considering, and make sure you're listening carefully to this one, because you may not believe it when you hear it at first. They're considering declaring a health emergency for abortion. Believe it. A health emergency for abortion. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give you some details in the moments ahead. That's how serious this administration is about taking the lives of unborn children. Health emergency with regard to abortion. You know, the kind of emergency that you saw over the last two and a half years with regard to COVID-19. They think they may have a basis, even though they originally thought and said so, that they thought trying to declare such an emergency would not have much of a basis for success. They are now looking seriously at the option of attempting to do just that. More details about this particular story in just a moment, which is why I wanted to give you the heads up about our focus on the life issue again on this program today, because you need to know what most of the mainstream media aren't going to tell you about this particular issue. And you'll remember a few months back, we talked about the situation of Mark Houck. Mark Houck is that Christian, a devout Catholic, who is the father of a number of children, the husband of one wife, and one of the founders of a Catholic men's ministry. He does a lot of sidewalk counseling to save the lives of unborn children. Well, he got into a bit of a confrontation in front of an abortion clinic. He usually takes his 12-year-old son with him, who likes to accompany his dad on these volunteer visits. It just so happens that at one such visit, a man who was there got in his son's face in a very menacing way. Mr. Houck stepped in and had to tell the man to get out of his son's personal space. At one point, Mr. Houck had to push the man back, but that was all he did. 866-423-9578. Then he found himself in an existential battle with our government over the issue of life and whether or not he assaulted an individual out in front of an abortion clinic. More about how that story turned out this week in just a moment. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. There's a representative. His name's Andrew Clyde. He's a Republican from Georgia. He says that while you have a lot of people on the so-called pro-choice side of the abortion debate lamenting the overturning of Roe v. Wade, he wants folks to remember that on the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Supreme Court decision regarding Roe v. Wade that made abortion the law of the land in this country, he saw it as a particularly negative development, especially when you stop to think that anywhere between 62 and 64 million unborn children have died as a result of that decision. And he has proposed a resolution to declare January 22nd a day of tears. More about that in the moments ahead. 866-423-9578. And that would seem to coincide with a day that is coming up this week. It's the National Gathering for Prayer and Repentance in D.C. The National Gathering for Prayer and Repentance in Washington, D.C. Do you think America has something to pray about and repent about? Do you? What would you plug into that particular slot, that blank space, if we're talking about the national need for a national gathering for prayer and repentance? Doesn't have to be a long answer. Doesn't have to be a drawn-out treatise. You can simply say to yourself, what does this nation need to repent for? You know, a lot of times you hear me say at the end of every program, the greatest nation in the history of the planet. Well, the greatest nation in the history of the planet has some great sins for which it must repent, for which it cannot atone. Only God can forgive this nation for the sins for which it is responsible. And I'm sure that there are some that pop to the forefront of your mind when you just stop to give it some thought. You can call me and let me know what you think America ought to really repent about on the National Gathering for Prayer and Repentance in Washington, D.C., taking place this week. We're going to be talking with Matt Staver about it later in this hour, but you don't have to wait until then to call and tell me what you think America must repent for in your own words. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number and join the conversation on this program today. A couple of polls out. A majority of Americans believe that the United States of America has become a weakened nation given its current leadership. A weakened nation. A few more dimensions about what that means when we take a closer look at that poll. Another poll says that Americans believe that the biggest problem facing this country at this time, apparently like one done recently, but just a few months back, government and government leadership, biggest problems facing America right now. They didn't say inflation. They didn't say crime. They said government leadership. 866-423-9578-866-423-WLQV. And of course, if you just stop to think about it in, and I hesitate to say religious terms, I want to say when you think about it in spiritual or if you think about it in Christian terms, yeah, we have a lot to pray for in this country on a daily basis, even if we don't act like it. We have a whole lot to pray for. We have a whole lot to repent for. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV, the number to dial to join the conversation on Run to Win, the Darryl Wood Show, and the rather contentious subject of COVID-19 once again surfacing again here in the state of Michigan as there is a published report in the Detroit News about one Democrat lawmaker. And maybe she was just one who was brave enough to admit that she showed up to the Capitol after testing positive for COVID-19. This Democrat lawmaker did test positive, did show up to do her job. She knew that there was a crucial or important vote that had to be taken on certain matters, issues of importance to not only her Democrat caucus, but the citizens of the great state of Michigan. And she showed up to cast her vote, COVID and all. 866-423-9578. Is that a big deal in 2023? 866-423-9578. There are some people who are trying to make a big deal out of it. I don't know if they're going to succeed. I'd rather doubt it if we're being balanced, consistent, and honest. 866-423-9578. There's an NFL player out there who is thanking God for healing in his body. We'll talk about it, time permitting, on this program today. Run to Win, the Darryl Wood Show. We're back after the break.
Can't tune in to WLQV at the office? Check out our live stream on FaithTalkDetroit.com. We're everywhere. FaithTalkDetroit.com.
This is Albert Moeller for TownHall.com. Here's the question. Is defying parents the only ethical alternative?
Amazingly enough, that's the question which is the title of an article recently published in The Atlantic coming from author Connor Friedersdorf. Now, the question is this, and Friedersdorf asked it bluntly, should a child be seen as educators as legitimately transgender, or should those educators defer to parents when they raise their children? Now, this just underlines the fact we're living in new and very dangerous days. Friedersdorf understands what's at stake, at least to this point. He writes, quote, "To a degree that has surprised me, many educators believe their judgments on these matters should trump the judgments of parents if the latter are even consulted about their children," end quote. Now, to you listeners today, I just want to say this is a moral emergency. It's more fundamentally about parental authority, and we had better all be paying attention to what these educators are saying out loud. I'm Albert Mohler.
This is Daryl Wood. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and how it has literally changed the way I sleep. The pillows don't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape, and they're made in the USA. For a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a queen-size premium. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code RUNTOWIN. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dreams bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, and use the promo code RUNTOWIN at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-958-5305. 800-958-5305. 800-958-5305. That's 800-958-5305.
Listen to Turning Point with David Jeremiah weekday mornings at 6:30 a.m. on the new FM 92.7 and AM 1500. Faith Talk Detroit and faithtalkdetroit.com.
Show is here. There's a lot of Christian-owned business. Run to win the Daryl Wood Show, 22 minutes past the hour, on the air, talking with you about the news, the topics, the stories you really care about. We already have a caller wanting to voice her opinion on what it is she believes America ought to repent for. You say, Daryl, what's that all about? Well, if you just tuned in, we were running down some of the content that we are going to try to address with regard to the time allotted to us on the air today. One of them is the gathering, the National Gathering of Prayer and Repentance in Washington, D.C. If there's any place that needs prayer, it's Washington, D.C. If there are any group of people who need prayer, it's the elected representatives and all of the bureaucrats working in or around Washington, D.C. and you can just branch off from there. And then think about the decisions that are being made by this government on just about any issue you can imagine, any issue you can think of. You can think about something, I'm sure, for which this nation should be called to account before God drops the hammer. Now, I may be sounding a bit hyperbolic, if not melodramatic, when I say that, because our God is a loving God. He is a patient God. He is giving us time to repent. And when the nation recognizes the need for prayer and repentance, we ought to, at the very least, as people of faith, take that seriously as an opportunity to present God and the mercy that he bestows upon us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to a lost and a dying world. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. Jenny's listening in Brownstown Township. Jenny, thank you for the call. You have a very definitive opinion about this issue.
Yeah, hi, Daryl.
Hi.
I would like to say this, we as a nation need to possibly repent about taking God out of government a long time ago in society, because that's the root of all the evils that have been going on for the last 112 years since Woodrow Wilson got in.
Jenny, I think that you make a very strong case. You trace it back 112 years in particular to the Wilson administration. Anybody knows anything about the late President Woodrow Wilson? This was a man who was steeped in bigotry, if not outright racism, brought it right into government, and at the same time claimed to be a man of deep faith, Jenny.
Yeah, but he was not, and he also wanted to bring socialism in.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, we've been sliding down the slope and taking God out of schools and God out of the rest of society and the rest of government.
That's right. And when you talk about Woodrow Wilson, we're talking about someone who wanted to re-entrench segregation. We're talking about someone who, as you've pointed to, wanted to strengthen progressivism, or the march towards socialism in the United States of America, and someone who was decidedly anti anything other than what he thought was white, because he believed that the Bible favored white folk over everyone else. Just another of the misguided notions this man lived and governed with. Jenny, great point. I truly appreciate your input in the discussion today. Thank you so much. 866-423-9578. Anybody else out there want to take a crack at it? You're welcome. Just as Jenny so aptly did, she says that we need to repent for the move to take God out of government. And she pointed specifically and expressly to the Wilson administration as one of those chiefly responsible. 866-423-9578-866-423-WLQV. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. Truly, I thought there'd be a lot more people with opinions on this one. That's why I present this opportunity to people of faith. And I don't want to say it's low-hanging fruit, but this isn't a difficult issue to deal with, to think about, or to analyze, or even come up with a simple answer regarding. It's pretty simple and straightforward. 866-423-9578. Dial that number and join the conversation on the program today. And as you think about it, feel free to chime in and let me know what you think. In the meantime, the government is looking for ways to introduce, if you will, a health emergency around the issue of abortion. You heard me correctly. That surprised our show's official observer, Brian Bileski, who couldn't believe it. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number and join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. But folks, it's true. there are those who want to use the levers of power in our government at this particular point in time, even though we have laws to the contrary, who want to use government power to declare a national health emergency that will allow women to procure abortions in greater numbers in all 50 states and use emergency government power to do so in light of the overturning of Roe v. Wade, which sent the discussion back to the states for not only debate, but the passage of laws, pro or con. Your thoughts, 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQB. When you hear me issuing a, you know, a bit of a challenge on or with regards to things like, what is it America ought to be humbled and repentant about? I mean, it's stories like this that seem to effortlessly make the case. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number and join the conversation on the program today. Yes, there are a number of stories, one found at National Review, another found at the Daily Signal, another found at Christian Headlines, and just over and over again, in almost incredulous fashion, they are citing this government move, the move to try and, if you will, make abortion, once again, the law of the land, using extra governmental means and authority. Can you believe it? 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number and join the conversation on the program today. You can talk with me about it. Because, you know, when it comes to the issue of life, it seems as though there are no limits to which this government will, by which this government will be restrained on this issue. No limits to restrain this government with regard to the life issue, or that is to say, the pro-abortion side of the issue. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number. Join the conversation on the program today. Talk with me about it. I have an article here, as a matter of fact, I have more than one on this issue, and I'm just trying to decide which one to share because I want to give you the best information, the most detailed information on this issue at this time. In the meantime, I encourage you to dial 866-423-WLQB, 866-423-WLQB. WLQV translates to 9578, and we can talk about this or anything else that I'm bringing up on the program today. But it's interesting because you would think that after the overturning of Roe v. Wade and the expansion of democracy, this administration would step back and accept what is a de facto defeat. But pushed by abortion activists, pushed by Democrat lawmakers, Joe Biden's administration is reportedly considering declaring a public health emergency on abortion as a response to the overturning of Roe v. Wade, thanks to the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization decision. That's how we got here. Quote, there are discussions on a wide range of measures that we can take, they within the government are saying, to try to protect people's rights, end quote. That's interesting because that's the way they're going to continue to phrase it. This is being done with regard to the protection of people's rights, but no one's rights are being infringed with regard to this issue. This is an issue that has been the beneficiary, if you will, of an expansion of the democratic process. We return the discussion to the states, and what happens in the states becomes the law by which people in those states abide based on what people in those states decide. You can't make it more democratic than that. 866-423-9578. I mean, right here in Michigan. We just had a turn of events that has turned Michigan into an uber pro-abortion state. I'm not happy about that at all. 866-423-9578. But through the machinations and legal wrangling and some of the judicial activism that took place in this state on the road to the passage of things like Proposal 3, here we are. And so we have to continue to fight the good fight of faith to change hearts and minds, because that's where the real battle is anyway. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQB. I quote from the Daily Signal, there are certain criteria that you look for to be able to declare a public health emergency. That, according to Xavier Becerra, the Director, Secretary of Health and Human Services, there are discussions on a wide range of measures, he says, that we can take to protect people's rights, and there are certain criteria that you look to be able to declare a public health emergency. That's typically done by scientists and those that are professionals in those fields who will tell us whether we are in a state of emergency. And based on that, Becerra says, I have the ability to make a declaration, end quote. Democrat lawmakers and abortion supporters have pushed the Biden administration and Department of Health and Human Services to declare such a public health emergency and issue a national emergency declaration. Can you believe it? 866-423-9578. Quote, the Supreme Court's radical and dangerous decision in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization has precipitated a full-scale reproductive health crisis across our nation, end quote, Democrats told Biden and Becerra in July. They continued, and I quote, it has also plunged our health system into a state of uncertainty and upheaval that threatens patients' lives, end quote. In what respect? It's these people who do not want extra measures taken to make sure that all of the life-saving, life-preserving technical equipment and personnel are available at abortion clinics to make sure that anything that could go wrong can be addressed. They don't want that kind of oversight being exercised at an abortion clinic, but they'll do everything they can to try to put a pregnancy resource center that makes sure that women have an alternative to abortion is attacked by the government with the threat of being put out of business. 866-423-9578. They continue, they are government officials, continued, and I quote, we respectfully urge you, and they're talking to the president. That's the Democrat lawmakers. They're talking to the president and these activists who are pro-abortion, saying we respectfully urge you to quickly issue a national emergency and public health emergency declaration and use your authority under the PrEP Act to protect abortion access. You see, end quote, these people are in full tilt panic mode over the abortion issue. And just because your nightly newscast is looking in the other direction, not paying attention to it, saying nothing about the behind-the-scenes wrangling taking place, just because they're not saying anything about it doesn't mean that these people aren't actively looking for ways to reinvoke abortion as the law of the land. And they'll use all of the authority that they have access to with regard to the levers of power within the government to have that impact. because their goal is abortion in all 50 states through 9 months. 866-423-9578. Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America President Marjorie Dannenfelser, reacted to the report that came out recently saying that Democrats favoring the so-called pro-abortion position, these pro-abortion extremists know no bounds. She's right. She continued, they think allowing more Americans to be born is a crisis, and the only solution is ending those lives through abortion for any reason up until birth. Their latest scheme would result in a taxpayer-funded abortion on demand across the country with no protections whatsoever for unborn children or their mothers, including dangerous mail-order abortion drugs that put women at risk of serious complications, end quote. My problem is that there just aren't enough people in communities of faith, either here in the metropolitan Detroit area, throughout the state of Michigan, or across the Fruited Plains, who are standing up and talking out about this situation, because a lot of you just don't know what time it really is. One attorney says there is a way to fight this. You'll hear him talk about it when we come back.
Join Pastor Emery Moss on Bible Talk, weeknights at 6 on WLQV.
This message is for anyone looking for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance, even if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or are taking anxiety meds. Here's an example. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe overweight with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost about $200 a month. We're Term Provider, experts in finding affordable term life insurance for those that may not be in perfect health. If you've had prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or are on prescription medications, you may still qualify for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Get a quick quote right now by visiting termprovider.com. That's termprovider.com, or simply call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. If you're looking for term life insurance but have type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, or have other health issues, call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
FM 92.7. Have you tried? It's the same great Faith Talk Detroit. FM 92.7 and AM 1500. We're Faith Talk Detroit.
There's a lot going on right now, and broadcasters are on the ground covering all of it, bringing you the weather, the traffic, and breaking news, all while entertaining you 24 hours a day. Someone needs to tell you what's going on around the world and in our hometowns, and that someone is us. We are free radio. We are always there. We are broadcasters. Visit wearebroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV, Faith Talk Detroit, in Odyssey Station.
The things you do still amaze me. You live for in depression, and then you pronounce the blessing. You help me to win every challenge in my life. And when the trouble comes, you help me win the fight. And when I'm lonely, y'all, sometimes I'm lonely by myself.
Six six four two three nine five seven eight 44 minutes past the hour. Joining me now is Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Matt Staver is not only one of America's most accomplished attorneys, one of America's most accomplished jurists, he is also a man of God. Matt Staver, welcome to Run to Win, the Darryl Wood Show.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Matt, one of the reasons I invoke your spiritual bona fides is because one of the reasons I asked you to join us today was to talk about the National Gathering for Prayer and Repentance in D.C. Talk a little bit about that day, when it's taking place, and why.
Well, it's taking place tomorrow, February the 1st. It's going to begin at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Time until 8:30 a.m., and then it'll be a broadcast online with a two-hour delay beginning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And the reason why it is taking place is so that people from around the country, and now watching this through internet as well, can come together to pray for our country and to repent for our national sins and personal sins, just to bring our supplications to God. If you go back to the early founding of this country, that's what really is the foundation. That was the turning point of America, where after the Revolutionary War, the founders gathered together, and there was as many yeas as there were nays, as Benjamin Franklin said. And then the whole Constitutional Convention was about ready to fall apart until he stood up and he had that famous speech. And as a result of that speech, they convened a time of prayer. It was a significant time of prayer, not just a short little gathering. And it was from that prayer and repentance, where they were on their knees, that they reconvened. And from that came the Constitution of the United States of America. So it's been a very significant aspect of who we are from the very beginning. It's why America actually exists. And so this moment is a time to gather, and it's not for big speeches. It's for times of short prayers for a number of people that will be praying, and time for just repentance and gathering together. Because now more than ever, I mean, our country is divided in so many different ways. You know, we just see Minnesota passing a law that would allow the killing of babies up through the time of birth.
Yes.
There's a lot of reasons why we need to gather together and pray.
Amen. And why do you think, Matt, so many, particularly those with access to the levers of power with regard to this government, have gone out of their way to excise the fundamental Judeo-Christian values and ethics that are the underpinnings of the American founding, of our constitutional heritage, and of life in these United States?
Well, you always see this tendency over time of drifting away. And we have to always recognize our need and focus our need and centralize who we are and not just think that we have been able to pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. So you see this secularization that has happened over time. It obviously is something that has been percolating for some time in our schools. Let me go back to some of the reasons for some of the curricula years ago in schools with values clarification, which wasn't really clarifying values at all, but undermining values. Those kinds of things came into our schools as people began to realize if they wanted to change the country, they changed the kindergarten through 12th grade. Yes. And then continue that into the higher education. And in a short period of time, you can change the direction of our nation. And so there's always been this real antagonism of secularism to Christianity. And secularism, you know, through history, we know it just doesn't work. What it does is it results in a repressive regime without God as our ultimate authority. The government becomes our ultimate authority, and the government then becomes very oppressive. It's just a continual cycle of repeating these mistakes century after century, nation after nation, as one nation rises and then it falls again. So it's not surprising to see this. It's shocking, however, how blatant some people have become in this respect and how anti-God and anti-Judeo-Christian values some of our leaders have become. What this really is a call to repentance because, you know, as Benjamin Franklin says, the longer I live, the more convincing proofs he sees that God governs in the affairs of men, and that if a sparrow can't fall without his notice, can a nation rise without his age? You know, those who want to build this Tower of Babel, if you will, without God, those who want to build this community, this nation without God, they're not going to be any more successful than the builders of the Tower of Babel. So that's what really ultimately struck to the heart of the founders, and that's why they paused and they got together for a significant time of prayer and repentance. And it was from that prayer and repentance that the nays turned into yays, and that's what birthed the United States Constitution, the longest living operating constitution in the world. There's no other nation that's had a constitution the same other than the United States of America, but we can't always rely upon that. Mm-hmm. It really, as George Washington said, the twin pillars of this country, the founding of America, are religion and morality. And if we undermine those two pillars, our country will not succeed.
Matt, if people want more information on the things attendant to the National Gathering of Prayer and Repentance in Washington, D.C., where can they go?
They can go to the website praydc.org, praydc.org.
Matt Staver is the founder and chairman of Liberty Council. He has spent just the past few moments with us to discuss the National Gathering of Prayer and Repentance in D.C. Matt, I thank you for sharing your valuable time and information with us. We look forward to speaking with you again in the not-too-distant future. Until then, Godspeed.
Thank you. Always my pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
Faith Talk Detroit welcomes Dr. Daniel Huerta, author of Seven Traits of Effective Parenting, and Christian music artist Rebecca St. James to Woodside Bible Church in Troy on Friday, March 10th. It's free and open to the public, but get your tickets online now at faithtalkdetroit.com. During this inspiring event presented by Focus on the Family, Dr. Huerta will break down each of the seven traits to give parents an honest look at their unique strengths, plus some areas they could use a little help. Rebecca St. James will join the conversation to discuss these empowering parenting tools to help you be the parent God is calling you to be. Admission is free. Go to faithtalkdetroit.com. Don't miss this special opportunity to hear from Dr. Daniel Huerta along with Rebecca St. James at Woodside Bible Church in Troy. Get your free tickets now at faithtalkdetroit.com and enjoy an evening of discussion, worship, music, and giveaways at Faith Talk Detroit's parenting event presented by Focus on the Family.
A Moment of Destiny from Pastor Paul Shepherd.
No matter where you are in life, the Lord is with you. You have never shocked God in your life. Your circumstances have never shocked God. God has never been in heaven. Say, I can't believe this. Are you kidding me? Nothing has ever caught God by surprise. And God is so much God that it doesn't matter where you are. He can get you from where you are to where he's ordained you to be. Not only can he get you there, he'll make it work out where it looked like you were supposed to be where you are so he could get you to where you ought to be.
Pastor Paul Shepherd is the senior pastor of Destiny Christian Fellowship in Northern California. The program is heard daily on radio stations across America and anytime at PastorPaul.net.
Hall.com.
Losing your family's home movies and photos would be devastating. That's why Legacy Box exists, to preserve your family's recorded moments digitally, ensuring they're safe forever. Think of the time and money your family invested to capture family vacations, birthdays, even your wedding. Recording a lifetime of memories was a commitment. Camcorders cost thousands, and cameras required film and development. Legacy Box is the final step to preserve your family's past. Thankfully, it doesn't require another big investment. Legacy Box is safe, simple, and affordable. Over 1 million families have trusted Legacy Box to convert their analog media to digital. You owe it to your family to safeguard your memories. Become your family's hero and save them before it's too late. For a limited time, Legacy Box is offering an exclusive discount when you go to legacybox.com/LBOX. That's legacybox.com/LBOX.
Find out what we've been up to. WLQV's newsletter is online. Go to faithtalkdetroit.com and enter keyword newsletter. Get in the know now.
Good afternoon, and I appreciate your commentary on this subject and many other subjects. I terrifically enjoy you as often as I can listen to you when I'm off during the afternoon. This community is definitely much more educated, and you definitely do a tremendous service to this area.
We ask people to call and tell us what they think America should repent for. We are less than a day away from the National Gathering of Prayer and Repentance in D.C. Gary thinks he has an idea about what America should repent for, or that for which America should repent. That will please my English teachers. Gary, welcome to the program.
Hey, Daryl, welcome yourself.
Thank you, sir.
Now, these people are just so evil. I mean, it's evil incarnate. I mean, how do they face themselves? Here, they're bloodlust. They will not stop.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much shame? Oh, yes, you do know how much shame and humility it would bring to our nation for them to do this?
Yes.
I mean, to have wall-to-wall carpet abortion all across the nation is,
mm-hmm.
it's just a slaughter, human slaughter. You're talking about genocide. This takes it up to another level. And I don't even know the word, if there's one to use.
Mm-hmm.
But what we need to repent for as a nation, if it was from my perspective to work, is that we elected that commie Obama. Because from Obama, we got Obamacare, which gives the government the power, the facilities, the doctors to enact this insanity, this lunacy that they want to bring upon us. He also gave us DACA, which he knew we couldn't do,
mm-hmm.
Which caused all kinds of strife and troubles and problems and the invasion of our nation right now. And thirdly, we got a ton of perversion and immorality when he decided to change up the gay homosexual marriage. And so that's what we need to repent on.
Gary, I think that list is incredible. I think it is particularly insightful. I appreciate you taking the time to share your thoughts on it with us during the program today, my friend. Be well, and do feel free to call again at your earliest convenience in this, the greatest nation in the history of the planet.
As the world is being affected by a global food crisis, families in the poorest countries cannot afford to eat every day. With your loving gift, you will provide life-saving food for families and mothers like this.
I ask God for help for my children and to give us bread to have something to eat.
For over 40 years, Food for the Poor has worked with local ministry partners to bring life-saving food to hurting families, thanks to generous people like you. But now, more than ever, your help is needed to give food to truly starving families. Will you give a gift of $144 to provide a family of four life-saving food for the next year? Would you answer the prayer of a mother and a family in desperate poverty right now? Will you give right now by clicking the Give Food banner at FaithTalkDetroit.com or simply calling toll-free 855-849-4673. That's 855-849-HOPE. Thank you.
Serving the body of Christ. You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500, WLQV Faith Talk Detroit, where listening brings hope, an Odyssey station.
Whether you're on the mountaintop or in the valley, we're here. Be encouraged on the new FM 92.7 and AM 1500 Faith Talk Detroit and FaithTalkDetroit.com.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
This is the new FM 92.7 from the Salem Media Group. And now, Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show continues on Faith Talk 1500. Give us a call at 866-423-9578. That's 866-423-9578. Here's your host, Daryl Wood.
Dial that number. Join the conversation. Second and final hour of the program now underway. Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show, where we typically talk about the news, topics, stories you really care about. We really took the time in the first hour of the program to cover a couple of stories. One I'm going to go over again, and I did promise you in a certain sense that we would have a legal opinion, an expert opinion, on how to fight the government's move to declare a health emergency regarding abortion. Health emergency regarding abortion. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation. On the program, we also spoke with attorney and man of the cloth, Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, one of the nation's truly great law firms, one of the nation's truly great jurists. Well, I guess I should say lawyers, because he is, Matt Staver ought to be on the Supreme Court. Let's face it. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. He stopped by to discuss the National Gathering for Prayer and Repentance in D.C. Takes place tomorrow starting at 6:30 a.m. Prayers of Repentance, prayers for God's intervention being offered early morning for 2 hours. There will be a rebroadcast on a wide range of broadcast outlets online and with regard to cable. 866-423-9578 to find out more about the resources to register. And if you're in the Washington, D.C. area, you can be a part of what's happening there. Head to prayerdc.org. Prayerdc.org. Excuse me. Prayerdc.org. And once over there, you'll be able to find out a lot of the information that that I'm trying to convey. In the meantime, you can dial 866-423-9578. Talk with me about the news, the topics, the stories you really care about, one of which I really tried to hit a little bit harder than I really should have in the previous hour of the program. Biden administration considering a plan to declare a public health emergency that they say, quote, would free up resources to help people access abortions, end quote. Tell me where in this country there's a problem accessing abortion resources. Oh, sure, there are states where people have voted to limit access to abortions. But that's not the majority of states in this country by any means. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number, join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra told Axios Oriana Gonzalez is the person credited with launching this story into the media. Oriana Gonzalez reported that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra wants to, quote, expand reproductive health access, end quote. And they're going to use all kinds of governmental bureaucracies and procedures to do just that. 866-423-9578. She reported that, quote, there are discussions on a wide range of measures that we, the government, says Xavier Becerra, can take to try to protect people's rights, end quote. Quote, there are certain criteria that you look for to be able to declare a public health emergency. That's typically done by scientists and those that are professionals in those fields who will tell us whether we are in a state of emergency. And based on that, I have, Becerra says, in a quote to Oriana Gonzalez, Axios News, I have the ability to make a declaration, end quote, Becerra continued. He noted that there has not been a, quote, full assessment, end quote, of what a public health emergency declaration would look like, but there should be an evaluation of just what that could be or what that might look like. So that's what they're thinking about. That's what they're working toward. That's what they are trying to actually affect at this particular point in time with regard to the overturning of Roe v. Wade. You see, it's not enough for these people to have the discussion on what happens with regard to abortion return to the 50 states for the Democrat process to take place, where people get to, through their elected representatives, debate and decide on how abortion will be handled in their states. It's not good enough. Government's got to do an end run around the people. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number and join the conversation. So some of you are asking yourself, well, look what they did to us during COVID. What's next? Well, might this be it? 866-423-9578. Don't put it past them. An HHS spokesperson also told Axios that the agency is, quote, constantly exploring additional actions to, quote, protect and expand access to abortion, and there are, quote, prioritizing, and there are, I'm sorry, and they are, man, who wrote this story? They are prioritizing the actions that can give us the highest impact and most durable solutions. Let me read that again so you understand what their commitment to this is. HHS spokesperson told Axios that the agency is, quote, constantly exploring additional actions to protect and expand access to abortion, and are, quote, prioritizing the actions that can give us the highest impact and most durable solutions, end quote. Solutions to what? Killing more unborn children. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. Don't forget that. 866-423-9578. The report notes that the White House has previously said declaring a public health emergency about abortion did not, quote, seem like a great option, end quote. The comments come after both pro-abortion groups and Democrat lawmakers asked the HHS to declare an emergency in response to the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and send the issue of abortion back to the individual states. You see, the expansion of democracy is anathema to the bureaucratic statists and the political statists in Washington, D.C., who love government power and will do anything to not only hold on to it, but expand it. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. The report notes that the White House is all in. The White House is on board. The White House is pushing forward with this initiative. Lawmakers contended that declaring an emergency would allow the Biden administration to support pro-abortion states, send out public health services core teams, and give the government, quote, the ability to accelerate access to new medications authorized for abortions, end quote. Read the morning after pill. And I didn't read the article myself, but I heard a news story earlier this week about the dispensing of the morning after pill, the RU486 abortifacient, through vending machines now being placed on college campuses. 866-423-9578. So that when I ask the question in the first hour of the program, does America have anything for which it ought to repent? Can you think of anything? 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQB. Interestingly enough, I threw that question open to the floor in the first hour of the program and only got two responses. 866-423-9578. They were great responses, but just two. One from a born-again Christian and the other from an atheist. Where are the rest of you? 866-423-9578. Rachel Ribouchet, a professor of law at Temple University, told Ms. Magazine that the action, that is to declare a government health emergency regarding abortion, would shield medication abortion providers from liability and, quote, states would be preempted from applying their own laws to the actions of these providers working under a public health emergency, end quote. So it would have the net effect of canceling out any decision to try and forestall abortion on demand in states where that has been voted in as the law of the land, and make the government the final authority under an emergency authorization where abortion is concerned. You see, this is what your government's up to right now. So how do you stop it, or can we stop it? I know a lot of you are inclined to kind of sit back and hope somebody else does. 866-423-9578. Attorney Jay Sekulow, chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, says when it comes to this move by this government, Joe Biden's White House, Joe Biden's Department of Justice, Joe Biden's Health and Human Services Department, yeah, there may be a way to stop them.
I think you can get a preliminary injunction. And here's the reason why. The Hyde Amendment, which has been around for now 30 years, specifically states that you cannot use federal funds for accessing abortion. That would include funds from the federal government given to the states to be used for travel for people to go to states that have abortion laws, so they call it destination abortion travel. That would be a violation of the Hyde Amendment. So I think what you do, and I know we're looking at this already, is prepare to go to federal court, because what you can do is get what's called an injunction, like a temporary restraining order. But here you'd want it to go more than 14 days. TROs are only good for 14 days. A preliminary injunction could go on for months. Get a preliminary injunction, then get declaratory relief. What declaratory relief means, you get an injunction in place saying you can't use the federal funds to give to the states for this abortion activity, And then the declaratory judgment comes in and says, we declare that what the federal government is proposing here or is doing is, in fact, unconstitutional or violates statutes. And here it would be a statutory violation. So that's how we're going to handle it. But it's interesting that they're seeking an emergency, because they will also, I guarantee you, they will start regulating even further the pro-life resource centers, of which we've got our team working with them from coast to coast right now, because they're already being regulated or attempting to be regulated out of business.
Trying to regulate out of business pro-life resource centers, pregnancy resource centers. Some of you refer to them as crisis pregnancy centers. They will use an emergency authorization on the issue of abortion to attack pregnancy resource centers and regulate them out of business. So says Jay Sekulo, chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. Full court press against life by the Biden administration. Here is the objective evidence of it. You folks who voted for this guy, you want to tell me why? 866 423-9578. I mean, if it was just about doing what comports with your Christian worldview, that is the understanding that we as humans are created in the image of God, how can you make a decision to support a president who wants to make these kinds of provisions for the ending of human life? Huh? 866-423-9578. These people are bending over backwards and contorting the rule of law to kill unborn children. I ask you again, is there anything out there you can think of for which America ought to repent? 866-423-9578. 866-423-9578. WLQV, the number to dial to join the conversation. On the program today, man by the name of Mark Houck, God-fearing man. He helps oversee a Catholic organization that brings men together under biblical guidelines. In addition to that, he is also a volunteer to protest in front of and counsel women with regard to abortion and whether or not it is something they really want to do. He's a sidewalk counselor. And every now and then he takes his 12-year-old son with him to some of these counseling or sidewalk volunteer efforts with regard to helping preserve the lives of unborn children. Mark Houck was out in front of one of these clinics a few months back when a person who didn't see the issue quite the same way he did got in the face of his son. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. That's the number you dial to join the conversation on Run to Win the Daryl Wood Show. That being the case, Mr. Houck decided that he had to separate the man in terms of his distance and his threatening demeanor from his 12-year-old son, and took his arm and moved the man back and told him to stay out of his son's personal space. I'm talking about a dad making sure his kid's okay, and they're not doing anything but sidewalk counseling to protect the lives of unborn children. 866-423-9578-866-423-WLQB. Needless to say, Mark Houck found himself on the other end of a legal action with regard to his sidewalk counseling efforts and in court defending himself against an individual who wanted to sue him for assault, essentially. 866-423-9578-866-423-WLQV. Well, the jury deliberated roughly for an hour before finding that Mark Houck was not guilty. That, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer, The case gained nationwide headlines last year when the FBI raided Mr. Houck's home and arrested him. You see, when you take a stand on the right side of an issue against the government, look what the government does. Now, I just told you what the government is trying to do with regard to the abortion issue, trying to declare an emergency state with regard to abortion, using all of the levers of government power to have de facto abortion access in the 50 states, regardless of what states decide to do with regard to abortion law. The government wants to do an end run. In addition to that, they tried to do an end run around Mark Houck's constitutional right to free speech. 866-423-9578. The Thomas More Society, which represented Houck in court, called it a big win for pro-life advocates. End quote. Quote, "We are, of course, thrilled with the outcome," said Peter Breen, Thomas More Society Executive Vice President and Head of Litigation. Quote, "Mark and his family are now free of the cloud that the Biden administration threw upon them." And remember, folks, this is the administration now trying to invoke a health emergency state with regard to abortion that sent FBI agents to this man's house early one morning and arrested him in front of his wife and his children. That Biden administration. 866-423-9578. The FBI wanted to dispute the details of the arrest. 866-423-9578. Mark Houck, founder and co-president of the men's spiritual formation group called the King's Men, was dragged out of his house early in the morning by a bunch of FBI agents. The FBI saying, well, you know, the details of that particular arrest we disagree with as they are being reported in the news. But, folks, it's indisputable. They showed up to the man's house early in the morning with essentially a SWAT team and raided his home in Pennsylvania. The alleged circumstances of the September 23rd arrest of Mark Houck, the 48-year-old father of seven and husband of one wife, Ryan Marie Houck, was recounted to the Catholic News Agency. She said a large contingent of federal law enforcement officials arrived early that morning outside the family's home in Kentnersville in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. SWAT team of about 25 came to my house with about 15 vehicles and started pounding on our door, end quote. They said they were going to break it if he didn't open it, and then they had about 5 guns pointed at my husband, myself, and basically at my kids, end quote. So this is what the Biden Merrick Garland Department of Justice does to people who disagree with this administration on the issue of abortion. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Woods Show. But, when the matter finally did make it to court, and the man who wanted to drag Mark Houck into court for telling him to step back from his son, maintain the proper social distance, the man who dragged him into court, tried to sue him, failed to show up to court. God stepped in. 866-423-9578. You'll hear from his attorney after the break.
Throughout history, it seems every culture and religion has had its own definition of eternal peace that comes after death.
But despite the pretty pictures they paint, those philosophies are, well, empty. The future happiness they promise is nothing but fantasy. So what makes the Bible's promise of heaven any different? Consider that on the next Grace to You with John MacArthur.
So join me, John MacArthur, and study along on Grace to You weekday mornings at 8 here on WLQV.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real. With no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-218-6710, 800-218-6710, 800-218-6710. Again, that's 800-218-6710.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Before abortion was legalized, pro-abortion activists claimed tens of thousands of women died from illegal back-alley abortions. One of those people, Dr. Bernard Nathanson, later admitted those numbers were totally false. According to the U.S. Vital Statistics, only 39 women died from illegal abortions the year before Roe v. Wade. Today, the extreme pro-abortion organization called Occupy Democrats claims the same outrageous numbers. They also claim Roe was the end of women dying from abortions. This is another lie. Hundreds of women have died from legal abortions since Roe. And those are only the reported ones. Most go unreported. Abortion advocates will say and do anything to keep the lucrative abortion industry humming along while women and their babies suffer.
Like us on Facebook at Life Issues and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
FM 92.7. Have you tried? It's the same great Faith Talk Detroit. FM 92.7 and AM 1500. We're Faith Talk Detroit.
IT professionals, multiple openings for lead software developers. Participate in multiple phases of project lifecycle development, including requirement gathering, software design, development, and testing of computer apps using various techs. Job locations in Farmington Hills, Michigan, and various unanticipated client sites nationally requiring relocation and travel to these sites involving short and long-term assignments. Mail resume to Amerisoft Pro System LLC, 22710 Haggerty Road, 199 Farmington Hills, Michigan, 48335.
Can't tune in to WLQV at the office? Check out our live stream on faithtalkdetroit.com. We're everywhere. FaithTalkDetroit.com.
Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. Before the break, talking about the FBI arrest of Mark Houck. Several months back, at his house, early morning hours, guns drawn. His wife and his children watching as the FBI drag him out. Why? Because he has a dispute with an individual outside on the sidewalk of an abortion clinic. It had nothing to do with blocking the entrance to a clinic for which the government tried to cite him with regard to the FACE Act. It only applies to patients and staff and not to escorts like the man who was in the face of Mark Houck's son. And Mark Houck and his son were not blocking the entrance to the exit or impeding anyone in violation of the FACE Act, from entering that abortion clinic. He was simply asking that a man making a lot of noise and using obscene language with regard to his 12-year-old step back and get out of his kid's face. And in response to that and the filing of charges against him, the government sends a SWAT team to his house. Peter Breen is Mark Houck's attorney. He says they have won a significant victory. They are overjoyed, blessed, and grateful. Peter Breen, attorney for Mark Houck.
The FACE Act, the federal act that they charged here, is about access to the clinics. It's not about dealing with issues down the sidewalk. And this issue should have been in the municipal court. It actually was. And the municipal court threw it out because Mr. Love wouldn't show up for trial. Biden, that DOJ sent their best prosecutor, the top guy for FACE prosecutions, from Washington to help deal with this case in Philly. And that jury, once we finally got it seated fully, took about an hour to find Mark not guilty on all charges.
Yeah, the case had originally been thrown out, and the government made sure it was dragged back up, dredged up again, because they wanted to go after this godly man and make him and those around him fear the government. Mark Houck wasn't biting. 866-423-9578. Sort of like when God told Joshua, be courageous. That was what this man was. He was courageous. He stood on godly principle. And now he's sending a message. Peter Breen.
Our hope here is that a message was sent to Washington, D.C. to stop this harassment of sidewalk counselors who are just trying to provide alternatives to those who are facing an abortion decision. And I hope, again, this will be one of those points where a change is made. And so no one else will have to suffer.
Yeah, no one else going through what Mark Houck had to. Can you imagine? 866-423-9578. So when we talk about the government being weaponized against private citizens, this is another of those examples of just that. Rick's listening to the program in St. Clair Shores. Rick, thanks a lot for your call, your comment.
Yeah, Daryl, thanks for taking my call. No, but you had mentioned something about America repenting. I don't know that America would ever repent, because I don't think America thinks it really has a problem. America has the greatest people in the history of the planet, but we have probably the most evil government in the history of the planet. I mean, that's competitive with some past dynasties. You know, when you I was reading the book of Genesis, and goes on how, you know, what God feared when they built the Tower of Babel. He looked down, he goes, there's nothing they won't do. You know, we're image bearers. We bear his image. And who would have thought a couple hundred years ago that you could ever create a computer, much carry one around in your pocket, or the frequencies in which communications travel. And, the you know, I've quoted Ephesians where it says Satan is the prince of the air, but a better translation would be prince of the airwaves, because the effect that he has on us. But, you know, every day that you bring up this stuff, you're talking about evil people. You're talking about evil people. I mean, Pelosi gets communion. Biden gets communion. I'm Catholic. I'm an evangelical Christian, but I attend a Catholic church. But I'm going back to that, what they're capable of doing, and what did God do? He confused their speech, which probably gave mankind some extra time. But when you think about the power that you're given through God as an image bearer, you think about that. If you just stop and think, if people could get over themselves and just think about that just for a moment, that should bring upon the humility of Christ to the point to say, God gave me this. No, God has given Biden power. God gave Trump power. I thought you and I both agree on this. Trump was given great power, and I thought he used it very well. I thought he used it very graciously. He got into arenas that cost him. It literally cost that man, and he stood for things, and America still turned on him, kind of like they turned on Christ. But these people, they're depraved to a point of insanity, Daryl. And this country will not, it will not, whether it repents or not, the government that we've elected through default will inevitably destroy us. And that's its intention.
Well, Rick, I appreciate the thought. And certainly with respect to the issue that you've kind of helped focus it on, we went from in one administration, the most pro-life administration probably in the history of this country, to the most pro-abortion, pro-death administration in this country. That in and of itself speaks volumes. Rick, thanks for a great call, a great perspective. Do feel free to call again at your earliest convenience. 866-423-9578. 866-423-9578. WLQV. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win the Daryl Wood Show. Rick, of course, addressing himself to a question I asked earlier in the program and at the top of the hour with regard to the program, and that is, with tomorrow being the National Gathering of Prayer and Repentance in D.C., about what or for what should America repent? You could probably name a number of things. You just heard Rick giving his particular opinion and perspective on it. We've had a couple of other people do the same throughout this program. There's still plenty of time for you to do it. It could be a one or two word explanation. It doesn't have to be a whole lot of talk. It can be as simple as, Daryl, we need to repent for X. That's just my opinion. And that's fine. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation. If you want more information about the National Gathering for Prayer and Repentance in D.C., head to prayerdc.org. prayerdc.org, and get more information there. In the meantime, there's a Representative Andrew Clyde. He is the Republican from Georgia. He's been thinking a lot about this issue, particularly with regard to all of the commemoration that has been taking place around the issue of the overturning of Roe v. Wade and how the pro-abortion side of the issue is making a lot of noise about lamenting the overturning of Roe v. Wade and how the administration is making a big deal out of trying to do an end run around that particular decision by using all of the bureaucracies and levers of power within government to continue offering abortion to as many women in the 50 states. You see, it doesn't matter to them that Roe v. Wade has been overturned and that the discussion about what happens with abortion now takes place in the individual states. They want the government to be the superpower with regard to who lives and who dies. 866-423-9578. To that extent, Andrew Clyde has introduced a resolution that he thinks is appropriate with regard to January 2nd being the day that many want to use for the commemoration of Roe v. Wade. He thinks it ought to be used to commemorate a day of tears.
On January the 22nd, our nation mourned the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the treacherous ruling that paved the way for the murder of more than 60 million innocent babies, all precious, all worth saving, and all made in the perfect image of God. Thankfully, the victorious Dobbs ruling overturned Roe last year, rightfully returning the issue of abortion back to the states. However, while we champion this momentous win in the fight for the unborn, we cannot forget the millions of lives lost to the evils of abortion. Today, I introduced a resolution to recognize January the 22nd as the Day of Tears to honor and mourn the loss of these unborn children.
That's Representative Andrew Clyde, the Republican from Georgia, talking about why he believes we need a declaration of a Day of Tears in this country, not all of the proclamation and lament over the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
But in the face of President Biden's pro-abortion agenda, we must do more to defend the sanctity of human life. May God raise up more warriors to protect innocent life, because life, after all, is our first and foremost fundamental, unalienable right. Last week, I proudly introduced with nearly 90 original co-sponsors the Protect the Unborn Act to block and defund President Biden's pro-abortion executive orders. Congress must take action to protect the unborn and prevent taxpayer dollars from funding the left's radical and destructive abortion agenda. We must never downplay the evils of abortion. As an unapologetic pro-life advocate, I am proud to defend the unborn and fight for the sanctity of life.
And we should support anyone bold enough to make such a declaration, particularly in the public square as an elected representative. They should receive our unflagging support in whatever way we can offer it to them on this issue, because that is consistent with our profession of faith. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. I want to take this opportunity before we hit the break to once again remind you of the Detroit Mercy College Night at the Detroit Pistons contest. That's coming up this Friday when I make an announcement for winners of tickets to a Pistons game for the College Night at the Pistons. First one taking place February 6th. That's Monday. And on Friday, I'll be announcing your chance to win tickets to watch the Pistons play the Boston Celtics as part of the Detroit Pistons College Night Series at Little Caesars Arena. For your chance to win tickets, be tuned in Friday to Run to Win, 4 to 6 p.m. You can also visit pistons.com/mercy for more game information and ticket information. Back after the break.
TV news. It's a love-hate relationship. Well, let's be honest. More hate. We agree. That's why we're different. Salem News Channel has assembled the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. Home to Charlie Kirk, Hugh Hewitt, Eric Metaxas, and more. There's finally a place on TV for lovers of freedom like you. Watch anytime, on any screen, free, 24/7. Find what you're looking for at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-47-BIBLE. That's 844-47-BIBLE. 844-47-BIBLE.
Join Pastor Emery Moss on Bible Talk, weeknights at 6 on WLQV.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-515-2397. 800-515-2397. 800-515-2397. That's 800-515-2397.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV, Faith Talk Detroit, in Odyssey Station.
(866) 423-9578. Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. On the air, talking about the news, topic, stories. that I think are interesting. 866-423-9578. Like the new poll that shows a majority of Americans at 43 minutes past the hour believe the U.S. is greatly weakened at this particular point. A clear majority of Americans, according to Just the News, consider the nation to be in a weak position as President Joe Biden prepares to address the country in his upcoming State of the Union speech. Nearly two-thirds, or 62%, of respondents in a recent Marist poll indicated that the Union was either, quote, not very strong, end quote, or, quote, not strong at all, end quote, compared with just 36% of those who said it was, quote, strong, end quote, or, quote, very strong, end quote. Independents held the most sour view. Independents, with 72% of that group concerned about the strength of the country, compared with 69% of Republicans and 48% of Democrats. According to the Marist poll, President Biden's job approval rating among Americans, 43%. Identical to his rating in December 2022. 48% of residents disapprove of the president. 9%, well, they say they're unsure, while 19% of Americans strongly approve of Biden's job performance. 19% strongly approve. 36% strongly disapprove. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. And then there is the other survey that I alluded to earlier, poll showing that Americans are saying that the top problem in the country, it's the government, specifically the government leadership. Now, didn't a record number of Americans vote for this guy? 866-423-9578. I thought, what, 80 million Americans cast a vote for Joe Biden? That's what they keep telling us. Now, Donald Trump received the highest number of votes ever on record for an incumbent president. It's never been done before, the numbers he achieved. And Joe Biden managed to best that number by about 5 million votes. 866-423-9578, or at least that's what they tell us. New York Post is saying that Americans now say that a lack of leadership from President Biden and the Congress, for that matter, is the country's biggest problem. Biggest problem. Outpacing inflation, the immigration crisis, and the state of the economy. That, according to a poll released the beginning of this week, Monday, despite Americans getting socked in the wallet, quote, the government, poor leadership, end quote, took over the number one spot from inflation over the past year, with 21% of Americans naming it, poor government leadership, as the, quote, most important problem facing this country today, end quote, compared to 15% who said so last year about this same time, according to the survey appearing in the New York Post. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number and join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. And just before we hit our break, I want to once again remind you all that you have an opportunity to win free basketball tickets to see the Pistons take on the Boston Celtics. Detroit Mercy College Night at the Detroit Pistons. The contest coming up this Friday on the program. I'll have your chance to win tickets to watch the Pistons take on the Celtics. That's right, Friday I'm going to announce a couple of opportunities for you to win those tickets. So for your chance to win, be tuned in between 4 and 6 this coming Friday. You could be the winner of our Detroit Mercy College Night at the Detroit Pistons contest. back after the break.
This is Luke Hammett. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike Lindell has just announced that our listeners will receive one of his books, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, absolutely free with any purchase using the promo code Luke. It's a great time to buy his warm and wonderful My Slippers. Yeah. They are designed to wear indoor and outdoor all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and made with quality leather suede. For a limited time only, Mike Lindell is offering 50% off on all My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code Luke. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including some overstock products such as individual towels, blankets, comforters, and so much more. Call 800-861-6525 and use the promo code Luke. That's 800-861-6525 and use the promo code Luke at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hello?
Hey, stranger.
Oh, hi. Thank goodness it's you. I was afraid to answer the phone.
Why? What's up?
The credit card companies are after me. They want me to make payments, and the calls never stop.
Ouch. Been there before, but I got help from Trinity Debt Management.
Trinity?
Yeah. I called, and right away, Trinity contacted my creditors and got my interest rates cut in half. They ended all the late fees and over-limit charges, and they stopped those annoying phone calls.
Bet that was a relief.
Yep. Then they put me on a plan that consolidated my bills into one easy monthly payment. That way, I paid off my debt fast while saving thousands.
Nice.
Trinity even showed me how to plan and meet a monthly budget. So now, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Wow. Do you still have their number?
Sure. Here, write this down and call 1-800-990-6976.
Can you repeat that?
1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
If it's noon, it's Jay Sekulow Live, only on Faith Talk 1500 WLQV and FaithTalk1500.com.
Six six four two three nine five seven eight. 51 minutes past the hour. Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. If you tested positive for COVID, would you show up for work the next day? 866-423-9578. I asked the question because a Democrat state representative came to the Capitol Thursday of last week to cast votes. I guess she thought it was very important. But she had just the previous day tested positive for COVID-19. Representative Natalie Price, the Democrat from Berkeley, cast her vote from the gallery at the Michigan House, held late night votes to pass an increase in the earned income tax credit and a repeal of some of the taxes on retirement income and a $946 million supplemental budget. The first term lawmaker disclosed Monday she showed up for all those votes. Price acknowledged her positive coronavirus test in a Facebook post Monday. That after Bridge, Michigan reported on her attendance. The Lansing newsletter, Michigan Information and Research Service, reported on her votes from the House gallery and COVID diagnosis on Thursday. Price said she had tested positive Wednesday, did not attend Governor Gretchen Whitmer's State of the State address that night. On Monday, Price wrote on her Facebook page, quote, I remained in my car until it was time to vote and then proceeded to vote from the gallery. Quote, I remained far more than the 6 feet away from everyone and wore a mask the entire time I was in the building, end quote. Well, that should take care of it, folks, because if we're to believe the science they were feeding everybody, she was doing everything within her power to exercise the proper discretion with regard to COVID protocol. Don't you think? She continued, and I quote, I took all precautions I could to protect the health and safety of my colleagues while fulfilling my responsibility to represent my constituents in matters that impact all our lives. End quote. 866-423-9578. Is this a big deal now? 866-423-9578. Rob's in Livonia. Rob, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Daryl. And I cannot never thank you enough, but as I was listening and I tuned in late, when we talk about the leadership, it's not the leadership that's the problem. It's the voters that are the problem. Mm. You know, I still think of Benjamin Franklin as he left the Constitutional Convention and the lady asked him, Doctor, what have you given us, a monarchy or a republic? And his response was, a republic if you can keep it.
That's right.
And the American people are now being treated like they're subjects. In fact, I'm starting to call Americans Eloi because it's right out of H.G. Wells' The Time Machine.
Mm-hmm.
The people who the Morlocks are making the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not Catholic. I had good friends who are Catholics, and I have respected a number of Catholic priests. There is one in Wisconsin who actually said, I watched some of his homilies. They're very good, very biblical. But he actually came out, and he's been attacked for saying it. He said, you cannot be a Democrat and a Catholic, period. Because he actually believes what the Bible teaches, just like Jesus said, not those who say, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but those that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
Rob, excellent point, excellent perspective, sir. Thanks so much for sharing it on the program today, my friend. 866-423-9578. Dial that number if you like, Rob. Want to, in the last moments of this program, want to share your, albeit brief, perspective. 866-423-9578. Reporter Peter Ducey taking Karine Jean-Pierre to task over the administration's uneven policies with regard to allowing COVID-infected people into the country, whether or not they are crossing the border illegally or whether they are, you know, coming into the country by legal means. Peter Ducey asked Karine Jean-Pierre, seems like you guys have a confusing policy.
Somebody unvaccinated comes over on a plane. You say that's not okay. Somebody walks into Texas or Arizona unvaccinated. They're allowed to stay.
But that's not how it works. Like, we actually, no.
I know that that's not what you guys want to happen, but that is what is happening.
But that's not, it's not like somebody walks over and that's not how.
That's exactly what's happening.
As long as they're brief.
Thousands of people are walking in a day. Some of them turn themselves over. Some of them are caught. Tens of thousands a week are not. That is what is happening.
So let me just lay out what we have done under this administration. We have installed new border technology and set up joint protocols with Mexico and Guatemala to catch more human traffickers. We have already made over 3,000 arrests in the first 3 months of launching an unprecedented anti-smuggling campaign with regional partners.
Yeah, but that wasn't the question. 866-423-9578. She will continue to, of course, obfuscate, not giving a straight answer on whether or not their policy with regard to the admission of people being allowed into the country who may be COVID infected is problematic when you allow people who fly into the country on a plane legally have to run a unrelenting gauntlet, but people who cross the border illegally don't. 866-423-9578. One NFL standout, his name's Patrick Mahomes. He's going to be playing in the Super Bowl here in just a few weeks. Patrick played on a bum ankle this past Sunday as they beat the Bengals. He said he thanks God for healing his body.
Hey, first of all, like I said, I want to thank God, man. He healed my body this week. To battle through that, he gave me the strength to be out here. But as for this team, man, we played together. I said it from the beginning, and we were in the locker room. I said, we got to be together, and this team stepped up against a great football team, and we showed this place that it's Arrowhead. It's not Arrowhead out here.
Yeah, Patrick sounding pretty excited there. The crowd roaring. I don't know if you saw that game between Kansas City and the Bengals. It was a right down to the last minute proposition with one of the Bengals players tackled Patrick Mahomes, who scrambled at the very end of the play on his bum angle, running at flat out speed. The Bengals player hit him when he was out of bounds. An illegal move, which quite possibly may have cost the Bengals a Super Bowl appearance in this, the greatest nation in the history of the planet.
Find out what we've been up to. WLQB's newsletter is online. Go to faithtalkdetroit.com and enter keyword newsletter. Get in the know now. Get a fresh perspective for the whole family. Focus on the Family with Jim Daly and John Fuller. Weekday mornings at 9:30 on the new FM 92.7 and AM 1500 Faith Talk Detroit.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Republican Congressman George Santos of New York.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.